the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. The US podcast ad market grew 48% in 2019 to $708 million, according to the IAB's annual podcast ad revenue study. That's nearly $30 million higher than they predicted. Host-read ads were responsible for two-thirds of the revenue. Now, we'll not hit a billion in 2020, though, but we are still growing. The IAB predicts a lower growth of 14.7% this year to $812 million, thanks to the pandemic. Thanks, pandemic. It's official. Scripps has agreed to sell Stitcher to SiriusXM. The agreed price is $325 million. We'd expect the announcement of a new CEO for Pocket Casts shortly. It's likely to be John W. Gibbons. Based in LA, he's a strategic advisor to Podchaser and worked at IMDb and Amazon for 14 years. Spotify's Gimlet Media is being sued for failing to make its podcasts accessible to the deaf and hard of hearing. The New York lawsuit argues that Gimlet violates the Americans with Disabilities Act for failing to provide closed captioning on various podcasts. Americans are starting their audio day a little later, according to new research from Edison Research. We hope you're enjoying your lie-in. Shift, the kickoff event for the Podcast Movement University, happens later today. It's free to take part and free to be a member. In Australia, Triton Digital have published their podcast report for June. Total downloads are virtually unchanged. The report only measures participating publishers, not including the country's largest podcast publisher, the ABC. Even though they said that they were joining in the next few months back in October. We've got a press inquiry in again. ARN's iHeart Podcast Network Australia, still number one according to Triton, claims podcast listening in the news and entertainment categories are at record highs. Podtrac has released their US Top 20 podcast ranker. The Ben Shapiro Show climbs to number 5. That also only measures participating publishers. Podcasters Unlimited is a new podcast network and consultancy. Podchaser ratings, reviews and replies are now available on Podkite. Zeno Media is to distribute NPR podcasts on their diaspora-focused service. And Brad Schwartz, who became the new podcasting boss of Audible last month, has left the company after employing discovered an old sexual harassment lawsuit in which Schwartz was named. And in podcast news, Once Upon a Time in the Valley from Entercom's Cadence 13 is launched today. Before there was Paris or Kim, there was Tracy Lords, but this adult star wasn't. Demi Moore is starring and producing in a brand new podcast, Dirty Diana, the story of a dying marriage and how two partners find their way back to each other. And returning for a second series, Storybound is a radio theatre programme designed for the podcast age, a collaboration between the Podglomerate and Lit Hub Radio. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.